Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the Senate just failed to advance a Republican-backed measure that would pay federal workers, military members, and contractors who have continued to work during this government shutdown. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin introduced that bill. It's called the Shutdown Fairness Act. It needed Democratic support to reach the 60 votes required to advance, and it didn't have that. Air traffic controllers are among those not being paid. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was on Capitol Hill today to deliver a message about that. Duffy says would-be controllers are now having second thoughts.
But I'm getting word now from Oklahoma City, where I have young air traffic controller students who are now telling me, what the hell am I doing? Why am I going to take this job? They're thinking about leaving the academy, smart young men and women, because they don't want to work for a system that won't pay them.
If you jump into their minds, think about that. Like, you're just starting your career. You're very interested in this. You're training right now. This is a high-pressure job. And then all of a sudden, you're looking out at the world going, okay, but I could be doing this and not getting paid right now.
Well, that's the underlying, or overwhelming, I should say, frustration with all of this. I can only imagine the general public shares the same sentiment. But there's just as many as look at the Democratic side that look at the Republican side and say, hey, figure it out then, right? And just figure it out. What does it matter with you people? Get it done. And you don't have to worry about holding press conferences like this.
If you're keeping track, we're now in day 23 of the government shutdown.
New weekly data from Freddie Mac, the financial consultants, show mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level in over a year. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The lower rates are boosting sales of existing homes by 1.5% from last month, says the National Association of Realtors. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averages 6.19%. A year ago at this time, the rate was 6.54%. Also a little lower than last week, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage averaging 5.44%. A year ago at this time, the 15-year rate averaged 5.71%.
So the government shutdown is sort of delaying reports that the Fed uses to calculate where interest rates might go. I think it's more of a nuisance than anything else. They rely on the reports, but they can figure out the data. They can hammer through that. Possible there could be another rate cut announced by the end of the month. Economists believe either one or two more rate cuts before the end of the year.
It's so interesting with this government shutdown how every day you see something else that's impacted. And just to kind of pull the curtain here, I reached out to the FBI in Milwaukee yesterday for a potential interview. And the response I got, automated response. Thank you for reaching out to the FBI Milwaukee Public Affairs Office. During the current lapse in appropriations, FBI operations are directed toward national security, violations of federal law, and essential public safety functions. In a nutshell, that means we will not be responding to this request until the government is back up and running.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who politely declined to come on the radio, too. He's like, look, I'd love to, but I can't right now. But he does have the pleasure, as he put it, of working while not being paid.
The pleasure.
As an essential federal employee.